Okay.
So today's daf is daf Tesvav. Today's daf, number one, Yom HaShoah and Zeichu Nishmas Tekadoshim Tahorim that were killed in the Holocaust. Number two, you can learn today's daf from Fu Shlema for Shana Basya Bas Rachel Devora. And also, I'd like to learn today's daf for Fu Shlema for Yisrael Aryeh Ben Malki Alana, my nephew who's having surgery as we speak. So, we are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, I believe two lines before they get wide, by the Enos, right, sorry, what?
Going back.
A little further down, sorry, by the second wide line.
Yeah.
Imesu Yiftu. Right, so there's an Imesu Yiftu. So, okay, let's get a little introduction before we get to the Gemara. Number one, okay, so an animal that has Kedusha, that has been sanctified. What? Cannot, no, I was home for a couple of days already. An animal that has been sanctified, right, and gets samum, right, cannot be redeemed unless we perform what's called ha'amado v'haracha, which means we stand the animal before the Kohen while he evaluates the animal's value. Therefore, if a hektish animal with a mum, right, dies, it cannot be redeemed because we can no longer have it stand because it's dead, right? Right, you can't stand in front of the Kohen. Now the Gemara Tzmura, from Daf Lamed Beis to Daf Lamed Gimel, there's a machlokas amongst the Tanoim where this rule of Hamad of Arach applies. Does the rule of Hamad of Arach apply to animals that have Kedushas Aguf? Does it apply to animals that have Kedushas Damim? Does it apply to both instances? So according to Rabbi Shimon, the rule of Hamad of Arach only applies to animals that have Kedushas Aguf, that would have gone on the Mizbeach. And only if the hektesh came before the mum, right? You have to have your makashit before the mum. According to Chum in the Mishnah and Temura, we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding their opinion. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Chum hold that kachet bedek habayis are also included in the requirement of hamada v'haracha, right? So in order to be redeemed. But kachet mizbeach, it depends. If the hektesh was before the mum, then hamada v'haracha does apply. But if the mum precedes the hektesh, then no hamad of haracha is needed. According to Reish Lakish, the chamim hold that only kachet bedek habayis require hamad of haracha, because actually the pasuk that talks about hamad of haracha is in the pasuk of kachet bedek habayis. Right? So according to Reish Lakish, the chamim hold that only kachet bedek habayis require hamad of haracha, but it won't apply at all to kachet mizbeach. Then there's a third sheet of Tanya de Levi, who says that all live animals, whether that have been sanctified in any manner, kachet mizbeach, even if these animals are not fit in any way for the mizbeach, like a tzvi or an ayal or something, or has a mum, no matter what, you'll require hamad of aracha prior to redemption. So if any of these animals would then die, you can't redeem them. Okay. That's the basic introduction.
And therefore what?
No, there's a mum. It's Psalim Mikdashim. If it's Kachim Mizbeach.
Would you redeem it and the house gets the money?
Well, you can't redeem these, so you have to do. What do you do with them?
You bring another animal?
Why do you have to bring another animal? It's Kachim Mizbeach. Kachim Mizbeach. It's supposed to bring for her. It died, and that's it. Okay. So now the Gemara is talking about the case of Imesu Yipadu. So these are we're talking about the second part of the Mishnah, which I believe we're talking about Kachim Mizbeach. So Imesu Yipadu. So Amarav Yehuda Amarav. Zo, this Mishnah, right, that holds that behemos that were huktos to Mizbeach are part of the din of Hamada the Haracha, right, that Amarav, right, so Gemara's, we're trying to figure out who's the Tana of our Mishnah when it comes to a behemo mikudeshes that died, said that we made a distinction between when you do need pidyon, right? We said that if it dies, if the mum came before the hektesh, that you can be poded and you don't need hamad of aracha, but the open with the hektesh came before the mum, you can't be poded because you can't do hamad of aracha. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Zo Divrei Rabbi Shimon. This Mishnah is according to Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Kachim Mizbeach Hayu Bichlal Hamad of Aracha Kachim Bedek Abayis Lo Hayu Bichlal Hamad of Aracha. Our Mishnah which says that Kachim Mizbeach, that if these cases where the animal died. So our Mishnah says that Kachim Mizbeach can be redeemed. But Kachay Bed Kabayis can be redeemed. Kachay Mizbeach cannot be redeemed. That's according to Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon says that you need Hamad of Aracha by Kachay Mizbeach, and here it's dead, so you can't do it, so they can't be redeemed. It's not. So he quotes the Mishnah in Temura. Rav Shimon says, Karche bedek abayis, or things that don't have the sanctity of monetary sanctity for the base of Hamikdash, in Mesu, if these animals died, you padu. You can redeem them because you don't need Hamad Varacha. But it's Mashma that Kachem is Beach. You cannot redeem because the Pasuk that requires Hamad Varacha Chalse goes on Kachem is Beach. Umode Rabbi Shimon agrees, Bibal Mum Meikaro Shinifte, that if you had a behemoth that was a Baal Mum, and then you were Makdashit, and then it dies, then you can, right, even if it was for Kachem is Beach, you can redeem it. Because even though you can make, even though you can't make Hamad Varacha, right, my timer, the Amakra, because the Pasuk says, the Haricha Kohen Osa, learning to leave it from the word Osa, Osa Lamute Bal Mum Meikaro. That Osa comes to exclude any animal that had a mum, right, a full mukhlad's mum, prior to being Hukdash. So our Mishnah, which says that Kachem Mizbeach, if the animal dies, can be redeemed. But Kachem Vetekabayis, if the animal dies, it can be redeemed. But Kachem Mizbeach, if the animal dies, it cannot be redeemed. That goes according to the Shita of Reb Shimon. Aval Chachamim, Omrim, but the Chachamim say, Imesu, if the animal dies, Yikavru, that even Kachim that have a Balmum from the beginning, right, and they would require Hamad Varacha, therefore if they die, they would be required to be buried, because you cannot redeem them, because this Chachamim hold that all Kachim require Hamad Varacha. So when it says, my Chachamim, so who are these Chachamim? So we said, that's Tana de Be'Levi. The Chachamim mentioned here is Tana de Be'Levi. The Tana de Be'Levi, as Pandav Levi says, Hakol Hayu B'chal Hamad V'Racha, Vafilu Bal Mum Meikaro, V'kein Tana Dvei Levi V'masnisne, Afilu Chai Afilu Of. Tana Dvei Levi says, any animal that becomes Hukdash, in order to be redeemed, requires Hamad V'Racha. So any animal, whether it's Kachem Mizbeach, Kachem Bedek Habayis, a Tzvi, a Yav, a bird, anything that was Hukdash, in order to be redeemed, requires Hamad V'Racha. So therefore, they are not, they are the Chachamim that say, in Mesu Yikavru, that has to be Tana Be'Levi, because they hold that anything requiring Hamad Varacha, and if it dies, you can't be poda it, so you have to bury it.
I mean, because it has no value?
No, because you can't do Hamad Varacha.
Oh, it has to be stand.
It has to stand.
Oh,
it can't stand, because it's dead. Right.
Yeah, it has
some value. Right. Tana Be'Levi is are the those who learned in the Beis Medrash of Levi. We have Tana Be'Rabbi Shmuel, we have Tana Be'Levi, those who learned in the Beis Medrash of Levi. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks on Tana Be'Levi, right? V'haksiv Osa, right? We just had a pasuk that we learned from the word Osa, which means Osa comes to exclude the case of a Baal Mum Meikaro. A Baal Mum Meikaro, by definition, is Kedushas Damim, right? So Kedushas Damim, we said that Hamad Varacha doesn't apply by Kedushas Damim because of the word Osa. So what does Tana Be'Levi do with the word Osa? So the Gemara says, Osa, the Tana Be'Levi, Kasha, Enochanami. It's difficult for Tana Be'Levi what they do with the word Osa.
When the Mishnah said that you redeem it, that means it's not Hamad Varacha?
If you redeem it, that means you're doing Hamad Varacha.
You are doing it.
Correct.
The Mishnah said you do redeem it when it died.
There were two parts of the Mishnah.
The first part that said you can redeem it when the Mum came first.
When the Mum came first.
The Mishnah said you can redeem it.
Right, our Mishnah says in Meisu Yipadu.
Right.
Right, so that's
what you mean Hamad Varacha?
No, you wouldn't. It depends on the case. If in Mesu you can't do Hamad Varacha, but in Mesu Yipadu goes according to the case of where it's Kedushas Damim. According to Reb Shimon, you don't need Hamad Varacha by Kedushas Damim.
Because you can redeem it without
Hamad Varacha, right? But in the first part of the mission, we're talking about Kedushas Mizbeach. In Mesu, we said Lo Yipadu, because there you would require Hamad Varacha.
Okay.
So now, the Gemara then says, so we had now with the Shita of Shimon and the Shita of Tana de Be'Levi. But we had this third sheet that we mentioned in the introduction about the Chachamim. The Gemara says, Aval Rabbanon, the Pligei Leid Rabbi Shimon, Mai. According to the Rabbanon who argued with Rabbi Shimon, what would the halacha be in our case? Hachanami di Imesu Yipadu. Meaning, the Rabbanon who argued with Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah and Temura, they hold that both Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Be'Dekabayas have the din of Hamad Varacha, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? So they're not going to be cholik on our Mishnah, because they're going to say that the behemoth that had a Baal Mum when you were Makdashit doesn't have the din of Hamad Varacha, and you could also be podiat. So why are you saying that the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Shimon? It could also apply, this part of the Mishnah can also apply to the Chachamim. So Gemara says, Ihachi zo divri Rabbi Shimon umachlakto mi baylei. We should say that the Mishnah doesn't go according to Rabbi Shimon. We say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon and those who argue with him in the Mishnah in Temura. So the Gemara gives three answers, or Yeah, three answers. Gemara says, Amri Rav from Shimon ben Lakish. Number one, Rav is going to hold the way Rav Shimon ben Reish Lakish interpreted the Shita of the Chachamim. The Amar the Rabbanon, Kotche Vedek Abayis Hayu Bechlal Hamad of Aracha, Kotche Mizbeach Lo Hayu Bechlal Hamad of Aracha. The Loma took Masnisim and Rabbanon. They're going to say that Rabbanon hold the opposite of Rav Shimon. Rabbanon are going to hold that when it comes to Kotche Vedek Abayis, you need Hamad of Aracha. So therefore, in our Mishnah, you wouldn't be able to pull it, but our Mishnah says you can. And when it comes to Kachim Mizbeach, you do not need Hamad of Aracha. So therefore, you would be able to pull it, which our Mishnah says you cannot. So therefore, the Chachamim did not hold like our Mishnah. Whoever's phone is buzzing and making noise, that he can shut it off, I'd really appreciate it. Right? Hamad of Aracha, Kachim Loi Bichlal, Hamad of Aracha. And we can't establish our Mishnah like the Rabbanon. The Katani Seifa, Imesu Yikaveru. Because as the Seifa, which is talking about a case of where the Hekdesh became before the Mum, which is, right, the Hekdesh came before the Mum, which is the case of Kachay Mizbeach. It says, if it dies, you would bury it. But according to the way Reish Lakish interprets the Chamim, by Kachay Mizbeach, if it dies, you can redeem it, because you don't require Hamad Varacha, so therefore our Mishnah would not be going according to the Shita of the Chachamim. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, Mimai the Hamesu Yikaveru Mishum Dabai Hamad Varachahu. How do we know? Yes. How do we know that the reason why in the Sefer we can't be poda the Kachay Mizbeach is because the Kachay Mizbeach require Hamad of Haracha, right? Like contradiction. Why is that the reason? Maybe the reason you can't be poda yet is Dilma Mishum the Ein Podim Eser Kachim Lachilam Leklavim Hu. Maybe the reason is nothing to do with Hamad of Haracha. The reason is what's going to happen if you poda, if you redeem this animal? It's Kachay Mizbeach. You're going to redeem. What can you do with it? You can't eat it. You can't take it enough. So what's the point? You're just going to toss it to the animals? What are you going to do with it? Maybe that's the reason. Look at Rashi. Rashi says... No Rashi. I thought it was Rashi. Right? Maybe the time of our Mishnah holds that Kachim is Be'ach. Right? Maybe the time of our Mishnah holds that Kachim is Be'ach do not require Hamad Faraka. Like Reish Lakish, the reason why we say Ein Podim over here is because we don't want to feed them to the dogs. Because these behemoths kachim that died, you can't eat them, and you can't. What are you going to do with it? So that maybe that's why you don't redeem it, and that's why you bury it. So where it says Amri Imke Nisne Im Nasu Trefa Yikaveru, because if that's the case, if the whole reason is that you can't be poded something just to feed it to the dogs, you don't need to come onto the case of it dying, even so long as it became unedible to a human, it became a trefa. You would have the same halacha. But our Mishnah specifically says mesu. So mesu is a code word for hamad of aracha. If you're only talking about the potential issue of it not being available for human consumption, you could just go on to the case of treifa. You don't have to go all the way to mesu. Okay. The Ivais Ema, so that was the first answer, that the Chachamim hold like Reish Lakish, and therefore our Mishnah cannot be like the Chachamim. The Ibayis Emo, or you can say Laolam Krav Yochanan Sirle. Really, they do hold like Rav Yochanan. If they hold like Rav Yochanan, that says in Temura that according to Chachamim, both Kachay Mizbeach and Kachay Vedek Gvayis have the din of Hamad Varacha, and therefore the Seifa, which is talking about Kachay Mizbeach, which says that if they die, you can't be poded, that can also be according to Chachamim. So we asked, it can also be according to Chachamim. Why does a Brisa say that the Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon? It should say it's going according to Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. And then if you change the price to say that this part of the Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon and those who argue on him, which is the Chachamim, but not Tana de Be'Levi. Right? Because Tana de Be'Levi were the ones who said that in all cases you require Hamad Varacha, even in the cases of Kedushas Damim. Okay. That was a pretty hard part. Just a lot of sheets was flying around. Okay. The Mishnah then says, right, Aval Kadam Hekdeshan, right, so if the Hekdesh came before the Mum, right? The Hekdesh comes before the Mum, right? Then and you were poda to them, so therefore had Kedushas Mizbeach at a point, because the Hekdesh is before the Mum. And then you poda to them. That animal is pater from Bechorah. If it gives birth, then afterwards there's no Bechor, but it still maintains its vestige of Kedusha. It doesn't have to give the Matnos Kahuna. So the Gemara is going to, this is the idea of Psulim Mekdashim. Psulim Mekdashim means an animal that was supposed to be brought to Mizbeach, got a Mum. The animal is supposed to be born in the Mizbeach, got a Mum. Now, that animal gives birth to a Bechor, doesn't have to go to the Kohen. The animal is shechted or eaten, whatever it is, the Matanos do not have to go to the Kohen because it still has this din of Hekdesh. So the Gemara says, Minohani Mili. How do we know that when it comes to Psulei HaMukdashim, Bechor and Matnos Kuna do not apply to Psulei HaMukdashim? So the Gemara brings a pasuk. Right? So the Gemara brings a pasuk and says, Tzviva Chayal. Problem is that the pasuk, the word Tzviva Chayal appear in two psukim very close to each other.
Haven't we used like 50 things already?
What?
Haven't we used those two like 50 things in this Gemara already?
Possibly. I haven't kept track. But Rabbi Raza does that. He keeps track of what you learn from each pasuk. It's probably a smart thing to do. So right, it says Tzviva Chayal in Dvarim Yud Beis Chav Beis, and to Tzviva Chayal in Dvarim Yud Beis Tesvav. One pasuk is talking about Psulei Mukdashim. One pasuk is talking, I believe, about a Bechor. So you have to figure out which pasuk. I'm not sure. The Tana Rabbanan, right? The Gemara says Tzvi. So in the pasuk of Psulei Mukdashim, it says the word Tzvi. So Matz. So it's comparing Psulei Mukdashim. It's a Kabbalah that pasuk is talking about Psulei Mukdashim. So in the pasuk, it's comparing Psulei Mukdashim to a Tzvi. Ma Tzvi Patur B'Bechora, just like a Tzvi, right? Is Chaya is Patur B'Bechora, because B'Bechora only applies to Behema. So just like a Tzvi is Patur B'Bechora, Ah Psulei Mukdashim Patur B'Bechora. So too Psulei Mukdashim Patur B'Bechora. So Gemara says, okay, Otzi Ani Yitzha B'Bechora, below Otzi Yitzha Matana. So now I know that they're Patur from B'Bechora. How do I know they're Patur from Matana? So Gemara is going to ask, why does B'Bechora come first? Why, if you only have one limud, why are you going to say bechor as opposed to right? The Gemara is going to get to that in a minute. So otzi anias a bechora below otzi tamatanos. Talmud Omar, that's where the pasuk says ayal. It says tzvi and ayal, and says ma ayal pater min bechor ulim min atanos. Just like ayal also adds that it's pater from matanos. Right, from the tzvi we learn it's pater from bechora. From ayal we learn it's pater from matanos. Absolutely mitashim turim bechorim min matanos. You have both. And if you only had one, you wouldn't have said Bechorah. The Gemara asks why that's the one you would have thought. But now I have Tzvi and Ayal. So with both a Tzvi and Ayal, both Peturim from Bechor and Matanos, so too Psulim Mekdashim, a Peturim from Bechor and Matanos. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if we're making this comparison to Tzvi and Ayal, there are a bunch of other issues when it comes to a Tzvi and Ayal that they're Pater. Why don't we say that applies to Psulim Mekdashim? The Gemara says, I ma Tzvi and Ayal, chal ba mutter, the Chelev, the fats that are usher on the Behema, are not usher by a Tzvi and Ayal. Right? Are we to say absolutely hamukdashim chalbal mutter? Are we all supposed to say that by becomes absolutely mukdashim that the chelev is also mutter? Meaning the Gemara is trying to say, the Gemara is going and say, when you make a hekesh between psulim mukdashim and the tzvi vayal, are you kind of like leaving the psulim mukdashim? They're leaving their behemoth status, they're getting the full fledged status of a tzvi vayal. Seems like it. The Gemara is making as that having me know that it should be exact like a tzvi vayal. So the chelev should be mutter also. The Gemara says, yeah, inachanami tamad lomar ach. Chalak. The word that it says ach. But the problem is, so ach is in the pasuk that's talking about Bechor. So a lot of people change the girsa to the word rak, because rak is in the pasuk that's talking about Psulei Mukdashim. Either way, there's a miut, right? There's a miut in the pasuk, either from ach for rak, and they're taking the miut to mean that yes, we're comparing the Psulei Mukdashim when it comes to Bechor and Matanos, but the ach or the rak is a miut, and don't compare it when it comes to Chelev. Okay, so that's left out. So the Gemara then says, okay, going back to a question we asked before, Amar, Mar, Otzi es ha-Bechor, v'lo atzei ha-Matanos, ma'ishna. We originally said we had a p'tur for Psulei Mukdashim because it compared to Tzvi and Ayal of Bechor and Matanos. We said, how do you know? It's because it says Tzvi compared to Tzvi. So if it says compared to Tzvi, p'tur from Bechor. Why? And if it didn't say Ayal, you would have b'chai Matanos. Why is the limud to exempt Psulei Mukdashim from Bechor before the limud to exempt Psulei Mukdashim from Matanos? Why does that come first? So the Gemara says, I think it's a logical answer. I would have otzi yes habachor she ain't shav b'kol v'lo otzi yes matanos she shavas b'kol tam lomar ayal. When it comes to b'chor already has a lot of animals that are exempt from b'chor, right? Number b'chor only applies to a female, right? B'chor only applies to a female. So you already have a whole bunch of animals that are exempt. Anything. It's not physically possible, but you already have a whole bunch of animals that are exempt from the concept of Bechor. So if I'm going to now exempt the Psulei and Mukdashim from something, let's exempt it from something that already has this power to be exempted, which would be Bechor. But Matanos, right, Otsis Bechor, Shin Shavakol, Otsis Matanos Shavakol, when it comes to Matanos, that applies across the board to a Zachar and a Keva. So I would have maybe said that should apply to Psulei and Mukdashim. Therefore, I have the other limud of Ayal to come and take me off my tanos. That the Gemara just gives the reason why you would have had the Havamina to say only Bechor and not Matanos had it not had two miutim. So Amale Avaye, Rapapa Avaye. So Papa now says to Avaye, okay, you're comparing it to a Tzvi and Ayal. Ima Tzvi Ayal ain't also v'espenon nog behen. Apsulim Adoshim ain't also Vespino Nolot well. He says, wait a second. It comes to its Rivayal, the halacha of shechting it and its offspring on that same day doesn't apply to its Rivayal. It only applies to Behema. So now you're comparing Psulim Adoshim to its Rivayal. Say the same thing. This Psulim Adoshim, you can't, let's say it's a Psulim Adoshim, gets the mum, has the baby, shech the mother and the baby in the same day. Why not? It's just like a Tzivayal. What's the difference? Ach was only mimayit. Ach was only mimayit the chilef, right? It's only one limit. Ach or ach. So maybe you have two. Gemara will say, get to that in a minute. So Amar Lei. So now Abayi says back to Rapapa. Your whole concept is messed up. Your whole thing is messed up. Amar Lei. Lemayim damis lahu. What are you coming to compare the psulim of Dashim to? Right? What are you going to say? Ilachulin. If the, we have a problem, we have psulim of Dashim. It's in this, this sort of like limbo status. Is it hekdesh or is it chulin? Well, if it's chulin, also it's beno noigbo. Then also it's beno, also it's beno is noigbo by chulin. And ila kachim, also it's beno noigbo. When it comes to kachim, also it's beno also applies. Meaning, you're telling me that it's exactly like Tzvi Vayal? No. The problem we have is that it has this limbo status. So in things that have this ambiguous status, we're going to apply it to Tzvi Vayal. But things that, even in its ambiguous status, has the clear halacha, is it chulin, is it kachim? Either way, it have also as beno. So one says, okay, fine. So if that's the case, that it's that things that are clear, well, why don't we say the same thing by chalef? In other words, you're giving a svara to say that you don't compare it legabe also as beno. That same svara applied to the chalef, and by chalef, you know, so you had to have a pasuk to exempt to learn it out. So amalei yihachi gabe chelbonami neimo hachi l'mami damas lo il chulin chelbon aser il kachim chelbon aser. So, why do you have the word ach? Okay, so this logic of Abaye doesn't apply. It is a full-fledged comparison. And I need psukim to be memayit certain halachas. So the Gemara says, Ella, lav mi amart ach velo chelbon. Like Rashi says, eminami ach velo osov esbeno. Ach will do both. Ach will say that it's not compared by regarding chelev, and ach will say it's not compared by osov esbeno. So Tzvi says that it's pater from Bechor. Psulim Adosh is pater from Bechor. Ayal says it's pater from Atas Kahuna. Ach comes to say that it's still chayev by Chelev, and it's still chayev by Osu Vezbeno. So Gemara says, Rava Amar, differently. He says, no. You can't learn two things from Ach. I have to have another limud. And this is the part of Gemara I don't understand at all. So Rava Amar, Ach, la Osu Vezbeno Hudasa. Ach comes to exclude from the comparison the halach of Osu Vezbeno. So a psulim adarshin still is chayiv, also is beno. V'chelbo, and the fact that the chelev of psulim adarshin is still chayiv for eating, that's midamo nafka. That I learned from the word damo, from its blood. Diksiv, because the pasuk says by the b'chor b'amo, the pasuk says b'sharecha tochlena tamei v'tohor yachdav k'tziv avayal, compared to tziv rak as damo lo sochel. Don't eat the blood. The blood is talking about chelev. Blood is blood. What's going on? What's the limud? So the Gemara says, my damo. So what's damo? Ilema damo mamash. If you're going to say that damo means real blood, and it means actually the blood, well, and then what? So, lo yiye ela daman b'tzvi vayal, otu damam b'tzvi vayal mishari. You're already comparing it to a tzvi vayal. Is the blood of a tzvi vayal mutter? No, the blood of a tzvi vayal is also aser. So once you compare it to a tzvi vayal, in other words, when you try to compare to Tzvi Vayal, you didn't all of a sudden exclude blood. Blood's already included in there. So what is blood talking about? Can't be talking about actual blood, because we know that's us. We know it's us, sir. Ela damo chelbo. Damo means the chelev. You teach me that it's like a Tzvi Vayal, but the chelev is still us, sir. So the Gemara says, v'lichta rachmana chelbo. So then why write damo? Write chelbo. Be clear in what you're trying to say. So the Gemara says, here I don't understand, the Gemara says, had the pasuk written chelbo, right, as opposed to damo, I would have made a limud that would have been wrong. I could have made a limud, I don't know who would have, but somebody would have made a limud that could have been wrong. Not me, not you, but somebody much smarter than us would have made a limud that would have been wrong. Right, hava mina hani hakesha. I would have thought the word chelbo would be learnt for a hekesh on one hand, Vahani kra, and it also would learn out from the pashtus of the word in the pasuk. What's that? Ahani akesha lemeute mekaris. I would have said that the hekesh of chalbo, the hekesh to tzvi vayal, would be allowed to be chalev. Normally, you eat it, you chayav karas. So I would have had the hekesh of chalev to tzvi vayal to tell me that there's no karas. That's what it's ahani hekesh yilim utim karas. The key kas of karas are ocho chalev behemo dugasiv. Shenemar, you call it ocho chalev behemo, right, v'nichrasa. So I would have thought that since they had the pasuk chalev, and in the pasuk the chalev was compared to tzvi vayal, would have knocked it down a level and say that there's no karas. But a hanikra, what the pasuk says, lo sochel, don't eat the chalev, I mean, it says dam, but it says lo chal chalev, that would be lemekam alev melav ba'alma. But there would still be a lav. Meaning, I would have thought, had it said chel bo in the pasuk, I would have thought that eating the chalev of the psulim adrashim, while not being chayev kares, I would still get a lav. Therefore, lahachi afki rachman b'lashon damo, therefore the Torah writes it in the lashon of dam, which really can't mean dam, because the dam of an ayel is already aser. Lahachi afki rachman b'lashon damo, lo malach, to tell you, ma damo b'kares, achel bo b'kares. To teach you that just like a dam is kares, so too the chalev is in kares. I mean, it's whatever, but that's the limud. Can't ask questions on limudim, because that's just the way they limud. So that's why it says, chalev, Beloshon, that's why it just is. It just is. That's why it says chelev in lashon dam. So therefore, again, according to this, Svi patters the psulim mikdashim from bechor. Ayal patters the psulim mikdashim from matanos. According to this, Ach says that the psulim mikdashim still have an iser of osov yes beno, according to Rava, and damo comes to tell you that the psulim mikdashim still have an iser kares of chelev. Okay, so Gemara says, wait a second, according to Rav of Hatana, Ach v'lochel b'kamar. The Brisa says, right, the Pasuk says, Ach, the Brisa said that the word Ach is to exclude the Chalev. You just said that Ach is to exclude Oso Vezbino, and the Damo is to exclude the Chalev. But that's not what the Brisa says. The Brisa says, Ach, to exclude the Chalev. So the Gemara says, Hachi kamar. The Gemara says, no, this is what the Brisa really means. Ilu lo nemar damo. Had the pasuk not said damo, hayisi omer ach v'lo chelbo. I would have said that ach came to exclude the chelev, and also it's benoit wouldn't have had a limud. But now, achshav shenemar damo. Now that the pasuk says damo, so I'll learn damo to say that there's still an isra chelev, and the ach is lo osu es benoit gudasa. Can't do any better than that. That's the limudim. Okay? Forest Gump. Okay. Fine. Next part of the Mishnah. Right. The Mishnah says it ain't.
I'm looking forward to Piddle.
What? The Mishnah says it's not hard. This is what it is. Just that's it. Perfect afiyomik maris. Right. The ainam yotzi lechulin. Right. The Mishnah said that you had these psulim mukdashim that are redeemed. They don't go to chulin, right? Therefore, you can't shear them, right? You can't work with them. So the question now is, minohani mili, from where do we know that these psuli hamagdashim cannot be worked, or they cannot be sheared? How do we know that? The Tana Rabbanan, because the Bryce Brigham Brysa, which quotes the pasuk by psuli hamagdashim says, again, psuli hamagdashim are animals that were hooked to us, lumas bayach, and they got a mum afterwards, right? So it's pasuk, and then they get redeemed. So the pasuk says, Rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'achalta basar. So from the word tizbach means to shecht. You can shecht it, v'lo l'giza, right? So you can shecht it, but you can't shear it. Basar, you can shecht it for the meat, v'lo chalav, and not for its milk. So you can't shear it, you can't have milk. V'achalta, and you have to eat it, v'lo l'klavecha, and not for the dogs. I mean, you can't get hanala for anything else. So therefore, the only thing that can be done with it is it can be shefted for you to eat its meat. Okay. That's one pasuk. That's one limud. Mikan, so from here you see, ein podim esakotchim l'achil l'klavim. You can't redeem kachim in order to feed it to dogs. And dogs are just an example, but to any other, right, cannot be redeemed to be fed to the dogs. Okay. Toast wasn't as well. Okay, fine. So that the Ikad Amri, there are those who say that this is the limud. Right, again, the pasuk was rach b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'achalta basar. It says tizbach v'achalta. You have to shecht it to eat it, which means ein l'cha ben heter achila el mishas v'icha ve'elech. You can't do anything with it, only after shechita, which therefore excludes gozes it, because that's done before shechita, and it excludes the milk, because that's before shechita. But that's how you're learning it from aval poldim as a kachin l'achnil l'kavim. But then according to here, there is no limud to say that you can't redeem it to feed it to the dogs. Because we felt from before we said v'achalta takes it out from redeeming for the dogs. But now we're hearing tizbach v'achalta, it's all part of one limud, so v'achalta is not left over, so you don't have the limud that you're not that ain't poldim sakachim lechil l'klavim. Okay, machlokas and how to read that brisa. Okay. The Mishnah then says, v'ladon v'chalavon asur la'achar pidyonon. Right? The vlados, the offspring, and the chalavon and the milk, are usher after the pidyon, after you redeem these pleiim magdashim, you cannot have this an isser on the vladim and on the milk. So the milk we explained, that's no problem. But the vlados hechidami. What's the case of the vlados? Ilema the iaber the is yalid laachar pidyonon. What's the case? Let's say the case is I have this animal, I made it hektish, then it got a mum, and then I redeemed it, and then it got pregnant and then gave birth. Why are those animals usher? Why the vlados usher, right? E lema the yabri bishal achar pidyonon amai. Why is it usher? Everything happened after it was no longer hektesh. Vlad tzvivayal nimnu. That's the same thing like a tzvivayal, right? Because it's everything happened after hektesh. Why would these things be usher? They're like a tzvivayal. They're not hektesh. So therefore, that can't be the case. Ela must be the case. Di yaber lifnei pidyonon. So this animal became a korban. Got a mum. Then got pregnant. Then you redeemed it. Then it gave birth after redemption. So the Yaber lefnei pidyonon, it became pregnant before the redemption. The Isyali la'achar pidyonon, and it gave birth after. So these animals are usher. We figure out what you have to do with them. Those animals are usher. So the Gemara says, okay, so that seems to indicate that they're only usher because they were born post-redemption. What if they were born pre-redemption? So the animal was made hektish. The animal got a mum. The animal got pregnant. The animal gave birth. And then you redeemed it. So these things were born before redemption. Ha'lifnei pidyonon mikdash nami kachi. If they were born before redemption, so these vlados have status of kedusha. Because they're born before redemption. Gemara says, we know hanimili. How do I know that? He says, okay, etana rabbanon. The Braisa brings a pasuk. This is a pasuk by Korban Shlomim. It says, im zachar im nekeva. Why is that they zachar nekeva? The pasuk already mentioned all animals beforehand. Why is it repeating im zachar nekeva? So zachar l'rabos es avlad, nekeva l'rabos es tamura. Zachar comes to include that an animal that's born from a hektesh animal has kedusha, and nekeva has come to teach you that the tamura, that if you use that animal and say I'm going to take the hektesh from this animal onto that animal, it's valid. You're not allowed to do it, but it works. Right? Ainly el avlad tamim im v'tamura smirim. Well, that only applies if the vlad is born from an unblemished animal, right? But vlade balamuma and maturus balamuma minayin had, but our case is where these vlados are born from an animal that has a blemish. Albeit it hasn't been redeemed, but it still has a blemish. So how do we know the animals born from a blemished hektesh animal also can have hektesh and also can be used for tamura? Or so also tamura would work if you make tamura, right? So it says im. Talmud lomar, right? Tishu omer im zachar, the rabos vlad balimumim. Im nekeva l'rabos tamuras bal mumim. It doesn't just say zachar nekeva. It says im zachar im nekeva. Extra words, more limudim that we can get from them. So now we have. So that's the case. And our Mishnah is of where we say that the vlad is usher. The case of where the vlad is usher is talking about where the blemished animal got pregnant before pidyon, but gave birth after pidyon. The Gemara says the vlados are usher. Then the Gemara asks, the Mishnah says the vlados are usher. Then the Gemara asks, so osam vlados la'achar pidyon amateleim. So what do you do with them? What do you do with these vlados? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Lifnei pidyonon, before the redemption of the mother, there's a machlokas. What's that case? The case is the animal is born before you redeem, and though these animals have kedusha, there's a machlokas what that kedusha is. Ikleman da'amar kachli karev. One Mandarma says they're really, really kadosh, you can actually be born on the Mizbeach, whatever the mother animal korban would have been, if it was supposed to be shlamim. The other ones say, no, it's hektesh, It's not hekish enough to be brought on the Mizbeach, but it's hekish enough that you can't do anything with it. So you let it graze in the pasture till it gets a mum, and when it gets a mum, you redeem it, and you'll use that money to bring a carbon. But the la'achar pidyonon matehelehem. But our case is after that they were redeemed. Sorry, our case is these vlados were born after the mother was redeemed. So what's the halach with them? So Amar Ravuna, Ravuna says, kotzim the keep of a mason. Can't do anything with them. Lock him up in the barn, starve him until they die. You can't do anything with them. You can't bring them as, they're missing, they have no status, basically. They're not hekdesh, they're not chulin, so you have to do stuff that Peter wouldn't be happy with, right? So that's, you just let them die. The Gemara says, hekli love it. Because Rafuna says, why do we do this? What are we supposed to do with them? Likrivinu, what, you want to be mocked with them? You can't be mocked with them. Mikoach kedusha dechuyikasu. Their kedusha is weakened. The kedusha is weakened because they were born from an animal that had a mum. So they're a rejected animal. So what do you say? Lifrikinu, let's redeem them. Lo aline lemitbas pedionam. They're not strong enough. Halachically, they're not strong enough to allow the money that you would use to redeem them to maintain a kedusha status. Why not? Rashi says. Lo alim lemitbas pedionam. If you look at Rashi, it's like midway in the short lines. If you have, it's like the Torah or Pasuk Beis is right next to it. He says, Lo alim lemitbas pedionam bikedushasan. It's not powerful enough that the pigeon would grab on it to kedei sheyetu lechulin, that for these to go to chulin. Why? Shekvar yotzu kedushasan agav pigeon de'iman. Because really, Rashi says, these animals have no kedusha. Because they're uber yerach imo. So when the mother was nifta, when the mother was redeemed, these animals, these flooded were technically midoraisa redeemed also. With Rabbana, we give them this kedusha status, right? To hide the isur and the fact that they're usur, exera ba'almahu, come on, when they say it's exera. Avam midoraisa uber yerach imo, but we'll pa kedusha sasan. So these things really don't have any full-fledged kedusha status. So you can't put money and say, now the money gets hektish. The money only can get the status of what is being used to redeem. What it's redeeming doesn't have kedusha status. So the money. So what are you going to do with this animal now? You clearly can't bring it as a carbon because it's not hekdesh.
Can't just graze forever. Get some
what?
I can't just graze and.
What are you going to do with it? And get a mum and then do what?
You can just let it die.
You're just going to let it die, and then you have tachalos. Possibly, what's going to happen with it? What are people going to do with
why
it?
Why can you feed it, let it graze, and wherever happens, then that's
because now we'll see in a moment. But now we'll see why you can't in a moment. But you're going to have a problem that it's going to be grazing, and you're going to leave things alive, and people are going to start doing things to it that it's not supposed to be done with them. So the Gemara says, "Heichu aved, likrivinu mikol kedusha kaduchu yikasu, lifrikinu lo lamin mitzvas pidyona." Okay, so therefore, you already do; you have no choice. So the Gemara says, "Okay, amri b'marava mishmei de Rav Chanina." So Rav Chanina says, "I have a different approach, maybe similar to your approach. Why have to let it die? What you do is as follows: is samach lepidyonan matpisim l'shem osa zevach. Before you poda these offspring, you make it hektesh as a carbon." Gemara says, wait a second. Samach b'jonon. What do you mean, samach b'jonon? We just said these animals can't be redeemed. Right. So he says, no. So he says, Ella, samach l'pidyon iman. Right before you're going to redeem the mother that was blemished, then matpisim l'shem osel zevach. Then what you do is you say, right before I redeem the mother, I'm going to say that this vlad has hektesh. I'll be makish this vlad. So I'll makish it before it's born. So once it's born, now it has full-fledged hektesh. Not agav the mother, agav itself. It has full-fledged hektesh. And therefore, it can be born as a carbon. Or it can be left to graze until it gets a mother. It's there. Whatever. So good question. Right? So Ela Ema Somlach Chapijon Iman Matpis L'Shem Osa Zebach. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. Right? You like that answer, because you don't want the animals to die. I'll see you at my barbecue tonight. Okay. So the Gemara says,
so wait a second.
Yes. Yeah, that was his question. Before it's born, right before you pode the mother, remember that this animal is born after the pediyah, right before you pode the mother, say that this animal that's going to be born is going to be hektesh. How that works? Good question.
Okay. And the animal has to be showing
all how that works. Okay. So time of my. So the Gemara asks time of my. What are they talking about? Time of my of what? Rashi has three approaches as time of my, but Rashi in one approach he says, if you go in the 1, 2, 3, like the fourth wide line, he says, Lishna Achrina, the Ikkar Mipi Hamora. That's what he got from his Rebbe. The time of Mai, he says, Amasnisin Kamahader. We're going back to the Mishnah. to my timer usser achar pidyon ima. Going back to the question that you had asked, after the mother is redeemed, right? The mother is redeemed. Why after and then the animal is born? Why are these animals usser, right? Why are these animals usser? Hapaka kedushayu bepidyon ima. We just said before that it's uber yerach imo. So once the mother was redeemed, these animals are also redeemed. So why do you have this whole thing to begin with? This is your question. So time am I. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Levi, whose base medrash we just came across earlier today, Marcel. So Amar Rabbi Levi says, Zera Shema Yigadel Mehen Adarim Adarim. What does that mean? Rashi says, Zera Shema Yigadel, what's going to happen is, if you allow these animals to live, if you allow them to live, Shema Yigadel Mipsule Hamidashim Sheyifidu Adarim Litzorech Vlados Hanaladim. If we allow the offspring to be free, so I'll say, you know what? Let these psulim mikdashim, let me just let them graze, let them live, so they can I can get more animals from them, because their animals are mutter. So we say, no, don't let the children live. This way you won't let the mother live, because if you let the mother live, you have the possibility, it's psulim mikdashim, you can't do giza, you can't do avoda with it. So we're concerned lest, that somebody might actually do something wrong with the psulim mikdashim. So don't let the offspring live. Therefore, there's no purpose for letting the psulei hamakdashim live, and therefore you won't have a problem. Okay, right. That's the answer to your question, Yossi. It's a lest you end up doing something to the mothers. Okay.
Sounds like a drastic move.
Yeah, but the problem is though, what's your option? What's if you leave the mother alive and then you start shearing it, what do you do? Even if you just put a needle on it to carry, you're violating Yisuri Deraisa. Now the Gemara says, somebody who doesn't know comes in, and all he has to do is, you go to Israel. I went to in Israel. There was a big sign in the whole area, Asur Lasot Mangal. There were 300 barbecues going on right by the sign. No one looks at the signs. Right? Okay. Okay. No swimming here.
You're not telling me.
They have a picture in the courthouse, no cell phone.
Right.
You see a guy
right next to it. Okay, let's figure it a little bit up. Okay, so by mine, let's just this Rav Sheshes. So by mine, Ravina mi Rav Sheshes. So Ravina asked Rav Sheshes, Ma'u shemat pis on the kol zevach sheyirtzeh. Okay, you had this question when you said the vlados. We said, okay, so what you do is you make the vlados into a korban. Can you make the vlados into a korban other than that the mother was a big korban? Let's say the mother was a shlamim. Can you now make that vlados into an ola? Can you make it into an asham? Or does when you make that vlad into a korban, does it have to be the same korban that the mother was? So by my name, Ravina Mariv Sheshus, Ma'u Shemapis a kol zevach sheyirtzeh. So Amrle Eimat Pisa. No, he says you can't do that. He says my timer. What's the reason? Amrle, because Rav Sheshus says to Ravina, there's a gzeira shava. This one, b'sharecha b'sharecha b'bechor. It's a gzeira shava from the word sharecha from bechor. Psulei Mekdashim we learn from Gzeira Shav from Bechor. In both Psulei Mekdashim Pasuk and the Bechor Pasuk, it says the word Sharecha. By the Bechor, it says Visharecha Tochlena. You can eat it in your gates. Right? And by Psulei Mekdashim, it says Rach Bechol Avas Nafshachat, Hizbach Bechata, Ashen Asan Lecha Bechol Sharecha. So, Ma Bechor, Ein Mapis in Lechol Zevach Sheyirtzeh. When it comes to a Bechor, once the Bechor is born, you can't make it into any other Korban. The Bechor is Kedusha Mirechem as a Bechor. So therefore, you can't change its status of Kedusha. Right, the ksiv, because the pasuk says, "Ach b'chor sheyufar laHashem bebehema lo yakdish isho." So, b'chor that's born, you can't make makdish into something else. Avhani ein matpis nechol zevach sheyirtzeh. So, to these, you can't make it into any other korban that you want. Psulei mekdashim, which in this case is the vlados of psulei mekdashim that you're trying to save from becoming usser, and therefore you're making them into a korban prior to their birth. You can't make them into any other korban other than what the mother was. Okay, so Tana kavasei the Rav Sheshes to pick up here. To pick up here tomorrow. Right, the next brisa really is just, it's a long brisa, which is pretty much a repeat of our Mishnah, so it should go pretty quickly to get to the end of the Yom. Okay. Everybody have an excellent day. Friday.